Always great to have him in the house in his usual spot on a Tuesday of the month. And his name, of course, is Dr. Ronald Sinagra. I have talked about him implicitly for so many years. You know, Doc, I tell you, I was going back. I've known you. You're one of the longest standing guys out there that I've known here via the radio. So, you know that? 2013, we go back. My goodness.
Time goes by fast now, doesn't it?
Of course, Sunrise Wellness Center, please check it out. It's a great, great website, sunrisewellnesscenterli.com, 631-563-1444. I say he's one of the most knowledgeable guys in the business. Gut problems of any kind, no one better. Hands down, no one better. Well, and it's great to have you. How's the baby and everything else, Stephanie? Everybody's doing good?
Everybody's good. I love that comment you made before about Michael Avenatti. Oh, my God.
Guy tried to shake down Nike. Try to shake down Nike for $20 million, extorting money from clients.
He was all over.
What a disaster.
He was all over the media, too. They loved him.
How those idiots at The View, they fawned over this guy. It was ridiculous. I mean, Joy Behar, forget it. I got to remember I'm on morning radio. This was a guy, by the way, that was being touted for the presidency of the United States. I kid you not. Remember that?
Oh, the guy's a thug. He's an absolute criminal.
Talk about a guy falling from grace. He's in the same cell as El Chapo.
And Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, you know what I want to talk about today? I want to talk about fibromyalgia. We got to get back serious and talk about health issues.
Hey, by the way, let me ask you something. I'm going to get serious now with fibromyalgia. Are you concerned at all about this new coronavirus that's blossomed in China, a la the SARS, the early 2000s? Are you concerned about this at all?
I mean, anybody should be concerned when you have, you know, some type of new virus that comes out. But, you know, it always goes back to the same thing that, if you take yourself from the position of the greatest defense you have is your immune system. So if you work at staying healthy, you can, obviously, you don't want to ignore things like that, you know, something happening like that in the news. But no, I'm not fearful of it at all. Just stay healthy and go in peace, because otherwise you'll go nuts, Jay. If you're going to worry about every conceivable virus and, you know, what was the one with the mosquitoes a couple of years ago, the Zika virus and this virus, just take care of yourself, stay healthy, and that'll give you peace of mind. But don't be ignorant either.
You can't live in a bubble. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You just live your life.
Otherwise, you can really make yourself nuts. But, you know, I came on this morning because I wanted to talk about fibromyalgia, because it's a really brutal condition, and it had a real clouded past. Now, you've been around long enough. Do you remember when fibromyalgia came out? They told everybody that it was in their head, that it was like a psychoneurogenic problem, idiopathic. Yeah, exactly. I remember a lot of patients were sent to psychiatrists for psychotropic medication, basically stating that this is all in your head, and that's could not be further from the truth.
I remember it well. I mean, it was, they really were sounding the alarms about this thing. I remember way back, right?
Well, you know what was interesting is when I was reading the literature about it, in the literature it shockingly states that the drug company's influence is over research and how we handle certain diseases. By keeping something as a syndrome without identifiable causes, that opens the door to call it idiopathic, unknown cause. And that opens the door for just treating with medication and not actually trying to get to the root cause. We see that with irritable bowel syndrome, and we saw it with fibromyalgia. There are direct causes of fibromyalgia. It's a legitimate functional disease, and it can be corrected. But the one thing about it that is just so debilitating is that your nervous system becomes oversensitive, and you get these, I guess you would call them trigger points, where all your nerves become so hyperexcited that the pain is real, but it's super exaggerated. And it's also associated with other problems like migraines and sleep disorders and IBS. So what we're seeing is a cascade of multiple systems breaking down, leading to this thing called fibromyalgia.
For those who are just tuning in, they're wondering what the heck is fibromyalgia. Some of our younger listeners, it's a medical disorder in which patients could experience pain. And I'm talking intense pain. We're talking about what? It's called musculoskeletal pain.
Musculoskeletal pain, but it's actually much deeper than that because it starts in the periphery. It starts in the muscles and the skin, but the hyper excitation of the nerves actually spreads to the spinal cord and the brain, and that's when we start to see the brain malfunction that comes along with it, like brain fog, memory loss, even depression. People that have fibromyalgia, their pain is real and it's debilitating. And for so long, you know, the problem has direct causes. And by just prescribing Cymbalta and Lyrica and not trying to get to and medications like that, that's just poor health care. That's irresponsible health care. There are direct causes to this. And most of my patients, when I speak to them, they go, you know, why are we seeing this now? Why didn't we see this in the past? Why did this just happen in the last 15 years? And it's our 21st century lifestyle catching up with us. It goes back to multiple systems breaking down. We see people with food allergies and adrenal fatigue and type 2 diabetes, all of these things coming together that we didn't see in our grandparents' generation. In their generation, people had one problem. They had a digestive problem, or they had a headache, or they had whatever it may be. But now we're seeing people with four, five, six systems starting to malfunction. And it comes together in this perfect storm. And one of those perfect storms is fibromyalgia.
Yeah. A lot of it, I would think, Doc, is really brought on by stress. You know, any stressful circumstances, that can aggravate the symptoms, can it?
Well, stress can aggravate anything. And if you look at your body like a chain, and wherever your systems are malfunctioning, whatever it may be, stress pulls the chain. That's why with stress, you know, Mary gets a headache, Tom gets constipated, someone else gets the hives, someone else gets a migraine. It all depends on where your body is working. Probably the best way to put it, wherever your body is the weakest, when you pull that chain, that link gives. And yeah, stress is the stress we have in our society. Compare what we go through for stress compared to other mammals. So their basic stress is, can I eat and can we reproduce? You know, our stress is taxes and the expressway and political issues and marriages and bosses and finances and, you know, the things that we have piled onto us as functioning units, as functioning beings, is incredible.
Just such a wide range when you think about it. Dr. Ron Sinagra with us talking about fibromyalgia, a very intense type of musculoskeletal pain. Couple that along with fatigue, mood issues obviously playing into this, insomnia that Doc mentioning lack of sleep and everything else here.
That's
all part of it, right?
Yeah, it's a brutal cascade of symptoms. But the real cause of it, from all the literature that I've been reading and all the research I've been doing on it, the main cause of fibromyalgia is small intestine bacterial overgrowth. That is the primary cause. We so have destroyed the microbiome, the microbial environment in the gut. And it comes from our 21st century lifestyle. But when we get an overgrowth of the bad bacteria, what happens is that if you really think about it, our digestive tract, our digestive system, it's basically a sewer pipe through our body. And in that sewer pipe is lots of bad things, from viruses, bacteria, parasites, yeast, mold, candida. It's supposed to stay in that pipe. And when we have an overgrowth of the bad bacteria and a destruction of that gut lining, now things start to leak. We've heard this called leaky gut syndrome. The real term is intestinal permeability. But when that happens and certain bacteria have this thing called LPS, it's called a leukopolysaccharide. It's a technical term, but what it is certain bacteria almost have like a slug trail. You ever see what a slug trail looks like?
Not lately, no.
Yes, you do. You remember that little slimy thing that follows a slug? Well, that's what some of these bacteria have. But that endotoxin, that LPS from these bacteria, if that gets out of the gut into the blood, it causes an inflammation like an inflammation hurricane. It causes a cytokine shock. Cytokine are the inflammatory chemicals that your immune system releases. So now what happens is your immune system starts releasing these inflammatory chemicals throughout the whole body. And those inflammatory chemicals cause what we call neurogenic inflammation. And now your nerves start to get inflamed. So if you just think about the best way to say this is, like, if you dropped a pen, that noise wouldn't make you jump, but a gunshot would. The threshold becomes so small with your nerves that they're firing under the least amount of stimulus. So now your nerves are hyperexcited, and that's why these people have all these trigger points and all this pain throughout their body, including the massive fatigue, the joint pain. So their muscles hurt, their joints hurt, they're fatigued, their brain starts to malfunction, they get IBS. I mean, it's a real serious problem. But once you identify that it's caused by this small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, now you have a pathway for correction instead of just treating it. And that's the big difference from identifying a cause of a condition and then labeling it, instead of just labeling it idiopathic or a syndrome or unknown origins. No, there's direct origins, and it can be corrected.
So in essence, you know, I always remember you saying to me, it's always been stuck in my head, that a lot of these problems are gut related. Everything is from the gut. I think the number was something like 70%. If memory serves me correct, that's 70% involved as far as gut problems. Correct?
It's a lot. I think it might even be a little bit higher than that. Hey, if you go back to Hippocrates said 2,000 years ago, you know, look well to the gut for the cause of disease. We damage our gut lining in our society by so many factors. And just living in the 21st century, I mean, if you look what a primate mammal eats and drinks and how it lives its life, then look at what we eat and drink and what we consume and then the stress that we put on ourselves, it's quite remarkable. And when that gut bacteria gets into the body, boy, we start off a problem. The other thing that happens is that those inflammatory cytokines, they affect the mitochondria of our cells. Now, for people, I don't want to get too technical with the biology, but every cell in your body has mitochondria. And that's the PSENG. That's the Con Ed. These little mitochondria in every cell is where the rubber meets the road. We take in oxygen, fat, and glucose. And in these little mitochondria, they convert that to ATP. That's what we use for energy. So basically, what we breathe and what we eat are converted to energy in these mitochondria. And when that chemical is released, those inflammatory cytokines are released, the mitochondria start to malfunction. And that creates more inflammation. And so it's a cascade of problems that starts with the small bacterial overgrowth in the gut, and it leads to mitochondrial dysfunction. Mitochondrial dysfunction is also linked to chronic illnesses, autoimmune conditions. Very debilitating.
Unbelievable. We're talking to the great Dr. Ronald Sinagra, Sunrise Wellness Center, fibromyalgic. The topic, Sunrise Wellness Center, li.com. I told you. Many a time, this guy's one of the best. He is the best as far as gut problems of any kind. Now, you know, besides infection or emotional trauma, Doc, psychological stress, what about genetic? Does algae play into this at all as far as, you know, there may be certain genetic mutations?
Not as much as you would.
That can make you more vulnerable. What about that aspect?
Not as much as you would think. This is a metabolic disorder. They're thinking that genetics plays a lot or a less prominent role in conditions like cancer, conditions like fibromyalgia. These are metabolic conditions that come about. Yes, genetics always plays a part, but per se, is it a genetic problem and dealt with the genome? No, it's not. It's due to our lifestyle. And people say, well, why now? Not in the past. Why didn't our grandparents have this? The number one prior is overuse of antibiotics. What we realize, what the microbiome does, what that good bacteria does, like I've said before on the show, you drop the mic. You're like, you got to be kidding me. What the actual physiological processes that the good bacteria modulate is mind-blowing. And when we get, you remember, of course, and I talked about it before too, that in the 90s, the early years, we would never let somebody fight a cold. Sinus infection, Z-Pak. Junior's got a cold, antibiotics, and we created things like drug-resistant bacteria. We have MRSA and all kinds of other ones that are created from this process. So we destroy the good bacteria, and then we damage the gut lining with our inflammatory diet, simple sugars, processed foods. Then we have a lack of basic nutrients like vitamin D, vitamin C, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients. And the final kicker is that we've just so dramatically amplified our toxic load Roundup and glyphosate to PCBs and POBs, and which is persistent organic pollutants, things from plastics. The amount of toxicity that we have to deal with now is, so much more than generations prior. So when you put all these things together, from the antibiotic use into the diet and to the lack of basic nutrients to the increase in toxins, we set ourselves up. That's why we're seeing all these chronic conditions that are coming about now that we didn't see 30 and 40 years ago. We're not dying from the infectious diseases like we did prior to sanitation and garbage removal and clean water. But what now is affecting us are these chronic debilitating diseases that come about from our lifestyle.
Let me ask you this. Because it seems to me that there is a direct line of fibromyalgia and arthritis. How do you differentiate between the two? Because when you look at some of the more common tender points, Doc, and fibromyalgia, a lot of people look at the upper chest. A lot of people might look to their hands, their elbows, their kneecaps, their hips, shoulders, sides, whatever. How do you differentiate? How do you possibly not know if it could be an arthritic condition?
Well, because there's two types of arthritis. There's osteoarthritis, which is just wear and tear. And the second one is rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease, which also has its origins, guess where? In the gut. So now, you have to screen a patient for different things and check for different types of conditions. But some of the origins are very, very similar.
That could be a common one, but it's intermittent pain we're talking about here with fibro, right?
Well, not really. I mean, in the beginning it can be, but if you talk to somebody that's really suffering with fibromyalgia, it's debilitating all the time.
No, I got you.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's debilitating all the time. I mean, I've seen people that they can't function, Jay. People that are really suffering with fibromyalgia, sometimes getting out of bed is almost a chore. And I've spoke to people that can't even get dressed, and they become non-functional. They can't be spouses. They can't be good parents. They can't work. It can be very, very devastating to your quality of life. But the next question is, what can we do about this? How can we fix this? And guess what we have? Very simple ways to correct it.
We're in the midst of conversation. By the way, you sound great. I was told that we are fine and have been. So maybe it's just me. We are talking with the great Dr. Ronald Sinagra, Sunrise Wellness Center, ALI.com. And go online. It's a great website. And Dr. Ron has been credited with really turning around lives. Why? Because as we tell you from time to time, everybody kind of looks sometimes what's wrong. The answer may be as simple as making you right, and that's what the good doc does. You're still a believer in that formula, right? The diet, nutrition, supplementation, that plays a big part in anything, correct?
Yeah, that's the foundations of what we do. We try to restore function. Our whole premise is dysfunction precedes disease. So instead of treating the disease, what we try to do is restore function so the body can now heal itself. And that's exactly what we do in this condition. When dealing with fibromyalgia, the first thing we got to do is change your diet. You can't be eating an inflammatory diet when your body's inflamed. So we get you back to basic real foods and get you off the simple carbohydrates and a lot of the inflammatory foods. The next thing we do is you have to heal that gut lining, and we do that with nutrition and supplements. And things like glutamine and licorice will actually heal the mucosa of the gut lining. The third thing that we do, which is of utmost importance, is we use antimicrobials to kill the overgrowth of the bad bacteria in the gut. Not antibiotics, because antibiotics also kill the good bacteria. And the gut is basically, it's a garden. And the bad bacteria are weeds, and the good bacteria are roses. And you know, the roses are delicate and they're hard to grow, and that, you know, the bad bacteria is dandelions. It'll grow through concrete. And by killing that bad bacteria with antimicrobials, the following step is we re-inoculate the gut with real powerful probiotics, which is the good bacteria, and prebiotics. Prebiotics are food for the good bacteria, not food for the bad bacteria. So it's basically like cultivating a healthy garden as we rebuild your microbiome. And the final thing we do is we use supplementation like vitamin D, vitamin A, fish oil, N-acetylcysteine, resveratrol, all these supplements which are anti-inflammatory. And then we calm down that hyperactive immune response. And also by providing B vitamins and other nutrients, we can now help the nerves heal. So you can actually correct this problem and get back to your old self and restore your quality of life. You don't have to suffer with it.
A couple of minutes remain with a great doctor from the Sunrise Wellness Center, sunrisewellnesscenterli.com. Now, gut doc, let me ask you a question, because, you know, we talk about bacteria and everything else. And I have started eating a little bit of garlic here and there. And when I read about it, that actually kills bad bacteria. But then I read it also kills good bacteria. What's your feeling as far as your intake of garlic on a daily basis?
I know it's an antimicrobial because it's in some of the botanicals we use. So is oregano and cayenne pepper. So I haven't really read much about it killing the good bacteria, but I'm sure it may have some crossover. But it's a very powerful antimicrobial. What we're going back to, Jay, is if you look at, you know, the old wives' tales and the old way we used to eat is why some of these conditions didn't exist 30, 40, 50 years ago, why our grandparents and great-grandparents didn't have these problems. They ate foods with lots of good natural olive oils, and they ate lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, and they had lean, clean proteins, and they didn't have excessive processed foods, and they didn't have tons of antibiotics. So, yeah, eating garlic is fantastic. You know, the missus may not want to kiss you after you eat all that raw garlic, but it'll definitely make you healthier.
The other point, too, you know, just keep people away from me. You know, I figure a little bit of clove there and only does well for the stomach.
But, well, that's why you're behind the glass. I can't smell you.
Keep me for an hour or two. Listen, before we head out of here, you want to say anything on the flu and anything going on there?
Yeah, I want to give people a metaphor that I use for my patients. Everybody, you remember Star Trek, the TV show? Okay, if you remember when the USS Enterprise was under attack, he'd say, "Scotty, shields up." Shields would come up. And then, you know, the Klingons would be shooting at the Enterprise, and Captain Shields at 80%, Captain Shields at 70%, Captain Shields at 50%. Look at your immune system just like that. What protects us is our immune response. That's our deflector shields. That's our force field. By keeping your force field functioning close to 100%, 90%, up in that range, you will now protect yourself from foreign viruses and bacteria and foreign invaders. Everything, when we look at a population, how come certain people never get sick? They have a healthy immune response. Trying to avoid bacteria and viruses, I mean, number one, how do you avoid something you can't see? Yes, we obviously you use proper hygiene, you wash your hands, you don't expose yourself unnecessarily. But the healthiest thing to do in flu season is to keep your immune system strong. That's the greatest defense you have. Now, if some people choose to use the flu vaccine, they can. I mean, it's 10% effective this year, they're saying. And I just don't like all the aluminum that's in it, because heavy metals are it's very tough for your body to clear heavy metals, and they stay in us sometimes for a long period of time, if not ever, and they have neurotoxin effects. So my advice was always, look, stay healthy and eat right and keep your deflector shields at maximum strength, and then you can live a life in peace. Worrying about, you know, I see people panicking over this. I practiced 30 years. I've never had a flu vaccine. I've never gotten the flu, thank God. But it's why? Because by keeping yourself healthy and your immune response strong, you don't have to live in fear of this.
Listen, that's how I live my life. And by the way, who can't forget Lieutenant Uhura, Mr. Chekhov.
Oh, yeah. Good show.
You know, May the Force be with you. I mean, come on. Who didn't like Star Trek?
Good stuff, Jay. Good stuff.
Listen, always a pleasure. Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. 563-1444. Area code 631. Make an appointment with a great doc. Tough to do these days, but just mention LI News Radio and they'll slide you right in there.
Yes, we will. That's for sure.
Thank you, Doctor. Always a pleasure. Kiss the baby for us and say hi to Steph and everybody else. All right?
Okay, my friend. Stay warm and I'll talk to you soon.